Good morning, Melbourne Bird Vet. This is Maddie. Are you right to hold? Thank you.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Hey, while you're waiting, jump online and check out our website. Just go to melbournebirdvet.com. See what we do, how we can help you, and book your next appointment. melbournebirdvet.com.
Our clinic is one of only two bird-only veterinary clinics in Australia and is the only bird-only veterinary clinic in Victoria. We offer avian surgery, new bird examinations, sessions with our behaviourist and annual wellness checks. Your birds are always welcome for any reproductive issues, parasites, diseases or cancers. Ask us about making an appointment when we return to the phone.
You'll find us at 1 George Street in Scoresby. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 12 noon on Saturdays and 11 to 12 noon on Sundays. And you're always welcome at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
At Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic, we believe in investing where it counts. From our state-of-the-art surgery to upskilling our dedicated team. With decades of specialised experience, your bird will...
Thank you for holding. How can I help you? Yeah. Okay, yep. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, the best thing, do you think you can catch him, or you more need, you need someone to help you catch him? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Aww. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Aww, okay. Yeah. Because what, Yeah. Well, there is the pigeon rescue, so we work with them a lot. They can be a bit hard to get onto sometimes. So if you're able to catch him, you can even bring him here, and we'll obviously give him a bit of a check over before we like make sure everything's okay. No charge to you. And we kind of hopefully can get a hold of them to maybe try and rehome him, because they try really hard to rehome lots of pigeons because there's so many. Because there's a lot of pigeon keepers that have like the big like big aviaries for them, or the Yeah, they are gorgeous, though. Yeah. And it's a bit concerning, too, because a lot of people don't like pigeons. So when they see friendly ones, that there's a lot of evil people out there as well, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh. They may have found a new little spot to get fed and didn't need to. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Poor thing. Yeah, they work through Facebook. They can be a bit, they're quite busy, so they can be a bit harder to get onto. You can feel free to try and contact them if you have Facebook. Otherwise, you can bring him here and we can hold him until, like, we contact Pigeon Rescue and, yeah, get some sort of carer and hopefully get him up for adoption. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh. Oh, well, we can definitely, because we usually hold a pigeons for a day or two or longer, depending on like how long it takes to organise like contact with a rescue. But unless there was something really wrong with him, it doesn't sound like there is. Yeah, is he a big one? Is he quite big? Yeah. So. Yeah. They're a bit hard. So what we would do when it gets handed off to the rescue, we usually, because when we get wild birds or stray birds brought in, we get the member of public to fill in a form with their contact details. So we can always pass on those details. Usually, luckily with these guys that are a bit more of the fancier, like the not the usual pigeon looking ones, they sometimes are a bit easier to adopt out. Yeah. Well, you can definitely, what you can do, you can either, contact the Pigeon Rescue Melbourne if you'd like on Facebook, because you can send them pictures and stuff. Otherwise, if you're having trouble getting a response with them because they're quite busy, you can always give us a call and bring them in here. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so as long as we have a nurse available, so we pretty much can do those at any time as long as you call ahead. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pat's, yeah, she's pretty good. We can definitely try to get as short as possible without causing a bleed, but yeah, so that's Dr. Pat. We can always book it with the vet. There's just a bit harder to book in than with the nurses. Yeah, so she does do some Saturdays. Let's have a look. Oh, okay, yeah. I don't know when. Yeah, she does. I think she does every, like, third Saturday or something. I'm not too sure what the roster is for the. Let me just have a look. Were you wanting to book your bird in? Yeah. Yeah, I'll just check the roster and see when she's on. Do you mind holding for a moment? Thank you.
Be in good hands with the highly qualified, caring and compassionate avian veterinarians at Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic.
Follow us on social media to see everything happening behind the scenes. Just search for Melbourne Vet Clinic on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love a like.
This message by GoGo on hold.
Melbourne Bird Veterinary Clinic is the place to be for all your avian needs. If your pet has a beak, feathers and wings, our expert veterinarians are here for you. One of our friendly team will be with you in just a moment.
Are you still there? Yep, so I've either got, she's not working this weekend, but I've got the weekend of the 16th, so Saturday the 16th, or I've got Saturday the 30th. Oh. Yep, sure. I could do, so you think it needs a beak trim as well, did you say? Oh, okay, so you'd like to. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, no worries. Yeah, let's see. So on that Saturday, I've got 9, 9:30, 10, 11, or 11:30. 9, sure. Get it over and done with. What was your name, sorry? Oh, yes, here we go. Is it Peppy? Okay. So I'll pop that in. So that will be Pat. Yeah. So recheck, big. All right, that's booked in for 9 o'clock on the 16th. We'll see you then. Good luck with the pigeon. Bye.